gentle and slow. My body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand and the soil. The life giver, so come on now, my friend. Speak to me, help me understand. Let us walk together. Take my hand and we will heal this land.
Welcome to Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Bjerk.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we will explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. So if you have a desire to live a life that is more than what you are currently experiencing, if you feel stuck, are experiencing health concerns, or are curious about ways to improve your life, this show will give you new perspectives and steps to change your life. Today we're going to be talking about stress reduction. Stress is something that we all experience in our lives and we can relate to. We need to know, though, how to de-escalate from the steps of stress that we talked about last week. So stress can wear many faces and it can affect our body in ways that we're not always aware of. We talked about that last time, and today we're going to talk about how to de-stress. There's something called the stress response that is integral to all of life. It's evolved as a self-preservation method, but the body pays for it over long term. And so we need to find ways to help it. You know, it's always constantly changing and adapting, and it can lead to overload in our lives. And so, Michelle, can you tell us a little bit about how the stress pathway works, as we talked about last week?
Yes. Quick summary is that we perceive something as a threat. So we step into an experience and we create this perception. And within that perception, the idea is that we are unable or incapable of coping with it in that moment. And then we become overwhelmed. So when we finally have a chance to actually rationalize what's going on, we're in this sort of feeling of numbness. And then there's a pivot in our body, right? Something happens, a cascade of chemicals start coursing through us, and we're responding, we're finally visually seeing what's going on, hearing what's going on. And all of that, that chain reaction takes place in 15 hundredths of a second. 15 hundredths.
Wow.
So think about that and ask yourself, is there an option of making a rational choice within that time frame?
Probably not.
Not going to happen.
No, we're so reacting gonna, at that
yes,
point.
Gut yeah. reaction, full on.
One of the things, too, that we want you to be aware of is in classes that we teach on stress, whether it's to corporate level groups or in our own offices, we go into detail on the different types of stress and what diseases pop up and occur during those segments of stress. We talked about the different levels of stress last week, and so if you're interested in that, we would love to help you with that. So how can we stop the cycle of stress?
Well, there are external interventions such as pharmaceuticals or procedures that you can go through to kind of change your perception of it. Mm-hmm. And then there are self-care interventions, which we'll delve into a little further later on. Things like exercise. It's great to move your bodies. I love the concept in Chinese medicine that exercise moves qi. So it helps us to process what's going on. It helps us to deal with what's going on. And physiologically, it then helps to take care of those stress chemicals that are moving around in our body. Nutrition's huge. The things we put into our body make a huge impact on it. And it's going to sound funny, but the choices we make, how our brain functions, all sorts of things. Exercise is extremely important. There's something called the relaxation response,
yes.
Right? How do we get our body to stop producing those chemicals? Cognitive strategies that we can use, and social support is a really huge aspect of it.
Right. So then there's these wonderful 7 stress-busting strategies that we're going to talk about right away.
Yeah. Get more sleep. Take a nap. Go to bed early. Wake up at the same time every day. Sleep is extremely important on how both our mind processes things and our body being able to rejuvenate and recuperate and be optimal to function.
There's actually something called stress or sleep hygiene.
Yes.
Which is really incredible. And we do a lot of teaching on that also.
Right. So what does going to bed look like and sleeping all night look like? And we are capable of it. I've heard a lot of people talk about, like, I just don't sleep. I don't need it.
Yes.
Well,
yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. You do. All right. Get some distance. So take a break. Step away from your problems for a moment. If you're constantly inundating yourself in this whole process of what's going on, it's really challenging to get a perspective on it. So feel free to step away for a moment. Get moving every day. We just talked about exercise, extremely important. Get connected. That's part of the social strategies. Do you know people? Can you be with your family? Do you have friends that you can do things with or talk to? Be positive.
Yes.
We will definitely be talking about this later.
Yes.
Get centered. Finding a balance and feeling grounded as you move through life is really important as well. And get it on your calendar. Schedule these things. We get so busy and overwhelmed with things. That's, again, I remember I talked about being overwhelmed as part of the stress response.
Right.
If we're not taking a moment to step back and actually schedule some of these self-care things in, they're probably not going to happen.
Well, we put everything else on our calendars. Why not time for us?
Yes.
Right? We need to be doing that. We're going to move into cognitive strategies and talk about the role your mind plays in all of this. So we spend about 40% of our time thinking about the past, 50% of our time thinking about the future, and only 10% of our time is in the now. And the now is really all we have to be fully present in. When we think, thoughts come, negative thoughts come on in a heartbeat, right? Often from as far back as our childhood. And these thoughts that we think that are negative are not a result of insights or deliberate thinking or choices that we make. They just wham, they hit us out of nowhere. There's so much in life that we can't control, but we can control our thoughts. And it's really imperative that we learn how to do that. We talked about mindlessness last week a little bit, that feeling of being on autopilot. I'm sure everyone can relate to that. Like so many things are passing through your mind at one time and you lose focus on what's really going on around you. So like, have you ever opened the refrigerator door looking for something and then you can't remember what you went in there for?
Or driving and maybe past your exit on the highway without noticing.
I've done that once. Maybe more than that. Let's be honest. Let's be real. Okay. Or here's another one that I think is just, it's so embarrassing when you get introduced to someone and, you know, you're going to introduce them to someone else in your group and you can't remember their name. That's not, you know, that doesn't make a really great impression, right?
Or leaving the house and not remembering if you lock the door.
Yeah, that's a big one, and I think everyone can relate to that one. So the opposite then on mindlessness is mindfulness, okay? And that's practicing, learning how to pay attention to what is going on right now in your field of experience from moment to moment. A friend of mine often says, keep your mind where your feet are, and I think that's really an important piece.
Yeah, so it involves a combination of slowing down.
Right.
Doing one activity at a time in a society that seems to value multitasking.
And you know, there's been studies that show that we actually can't multitask. It's a fallacy.
Our brains aren't capable.
No.
So, and then in those activities that we're doing, bringing full awareness to what's happening inside us and outside us at the moment. And this, you can do this doing dishes even, right? You can apply it to anything.
Yes. And in fact, doing dishes can be more of a meditation. You can do anything and meditate, which is really an important part too. Thoughts are so powerful. There's two studies that I really enjoy talking about. One of them is a study of the Japanese students who are allergic to the wax of a lacquer tree and leaves. And so they did a study where they blindfolded them and they told them that the lacquer tree leaf would be rubbed on their left arm and a chestnut leaf would be rubbed on their right arm. okay, when in actuality, they did the opposite. They all broke out on their left arm because that is what they were told was going to happen. So, wow, right?
Yes.
That's the power of the mind. It is just amazing to me. And the other one is, true story, in Vietnam, there were a group of soldiers. Their unit was just inundated, and they were had gaping holes in their chests, and their arms and legs were amputated. And back in that day, most of the nurses were women, and the head nurse was, you know, she was just bombarded with other nurses saying, "We have run out of morphine. What do you want us to do?" And she said, "I want you to look each one of them in the eye. I want you to hang a bag of saline solution by them. Look them in the eye and tell them that it's morphine." And they're going, "Yeah, right, that's going to work. No, it is. Do it." So they did. And immediately they saw relief on the soldiers' faces. Not only that, Michelle, their blood tested positive for morphine.
I love that story.
Me too. Me too. It is so. So the mind is more powerful. You have within you all the chemicals in morphine. And the mind believed it, right? They didn't have any reason to believe these women were lying to them. And so the body helped to create it. So that's really a powerful thing, talking about what the mind. So, we hope we've given you some things to think about here. On the next segment, we're going to talk about stress some more. Thank you so much. If you're interested, look at awakenedlivinginfusion.com, our website. And we'll continue talking about stress reduction when we come back. Thank you for joining us on Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. Come on back. We'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
"If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Native Earth Radio is proud to announce we're adding an extra hour.
1 hour's too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
Great, more time for me to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national Native news with reporters all around the country. Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
We are awake.
Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and streaming live on Facebook.
Appliance manufacturers have announced record-breaking price increases for January 2019. Warner Stellion filled their Twin Cities warehouses so you could beat the price increases with guaranteed savings through January 2nd. Wait to buy and you'll pay more, no matter where you shop. Whether you need one or an entire houseful, Warner Stellion guarantees appliance savings through January 2nd, including fast free local delivery, trusted basic installation, haul away, and 18 months zero interest financing. Guaranteed appliance savings now at Warner Stellion.
If you're someone that counts on AM 950 to bring you the latest in progressive politics, news, and talk, remember, we can't do it alone. Support our many great advertisers and let them know you heard about their business on AM 950. If you don't know who to talk to, simply write AM 950 on your receipt. AM 950 is supported by small, local businesses, so you're not only helping us and those businesses, but our local economy as well. For a complete list of our sponsors, log on to am950radio.com.
Finding the best foods the Twin Cities has to offer is easy with eatlocalminnesota.com. Offering the top local and independently owned restaurants, eatlocalminnesota.com has everything from burger joints to cocktails and fine dining. It's Greek to Me has been a family-owned Lynn Lake landmark since 1982. Under new ownership, the Janakis-Karas family offers classically inspired modern Greek cuisine in a sublime space with gracious hospitality. Be sure to visit their charming bar and explore wines and specialty drinks from Greece. Find It's Greek to Me at 626 West Lake Street in Minneapolis or at itsgreektomemn.com. Enjoy all the flavors of Milton's, where they specialize in dishes like grilled jerk chicken, shrimp and grits, and much more, all made from scratch. Pick from Milton's large selection of beer and wine and finish it off with desserts like Bananas Foster. Milton's also serves breakfast every day starting at 7:30 a.m.
slow. My body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand and the snow. The life giver, so come on now, my friend. Speak to me, help me understand. Let us walk together. Take my hand and we will heal this land.
I'm Connie Bjork.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And welcome to Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show, where we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. In the last segment, we were talking a little bit, where we left off was the power of the mind. The mind is such a powerful thing. What we perceive, we believe, right? Whether or not it's true. Another one of my favorite, I told two stories that I just absolutely love, and there's a quote from The Peaceful Warrior, if you've ever read that book by Dan Millman, that talks about suffering and stress.
Yeah, this is actually a concept also in Buddhism, which is pretty fascinating. And the quote is, pain is a relatively objective physical phenomena. Suffering is our psychological resistance to what happens. Events may create physical pain, but they do not in themselves create suffering. Resistance creates suffering. Stress happens when your mind resists what is. The only problem is your life is your mind's resistance to life. I'm sorry. The only problem is your life is your mind's resistance to life as it unfolds.
So what you're saying then, suffering is resisting what is. And that causes us a lot of untold stress in our lives, right?
All the time.
My mentor used to say a few things all the time, and one of them was to be in the world, not of it. So this means being in the world, not of it, and it means that you're not being swept up in the pain, the suffering, the chaos, and the negativity. And it's also the letting go of resisting and just allowing, which is hard for us to do. We want to control. A lot of people really want to take control on things. There's something else that she was fond of saying that really speaks to how we might look at life a little bit more mindfully. And this is the Sufi philosophy. This is one that I really love. And next show, we're going to be talking about this one and another one, the whole show. And the Sufi philosophy, or the four levels of consciousness, are show up, pay attention, speak your truth, or tell the truth, and don't be attached to the outcome. Oh, a lot of people have trouble with that one. So what does that mean? It means be in the moment, be fully present in that moment, tell the truth about your feelings in that moment, and let go of resistance and allow. That's really an important thing.
And powerful.
Yes. Yeah. That's, yeah. Okay, so now we're going to move on to some techniques that you can incorporate into your life that will begin to change your ability to reduce stress daily. One of the first things that I teach when I'm going through guided imagery with people is a simple breathing technique. When we get stressed out, we tend to breathe more shallowly. And so if you get lightheaded doing this, I know it sounds weird. I can be in a room of people. There can be anywhere from 5 to 100, and I can still only hear me doing this. Which isn't good. So we're going to be breathing in through our nose 3 times and out through our mouth loudly. So it sounds like this. And you do that 3 times. If at the end of those 3 times you feel dizzy, lightheaded, you know that you are under far more stress than your mind allows you to believe. And it's amazing how many people feel that way. We also talked about last week about a study that talked about the mind and how we need 2 hours of silence a day for our brain to really be functioning optimally and put all those memories where they need to go and all these bodily functions where they need to go. And we are not getting 2 hours of silence, are we, Michelle?
No.
So what can we do to try and elicit some moments of silence here and there?
We have a pretty good list of things you can do. Mm-hmm. The first one might sound a little funny because it's sound. So if we're using sound, how can there be silence, right? But they're using the idea of a mantra, if you've ever heard that
yes.
word.
So that inner stillness
inside. Repeated sound, syllable, word.
Om.
Yes. Something that continuously over and over you can focus on. Diaphragmatic breathing is a really good one, and it's basically what you just gave as an example. In through your nose, bring all that oxygen down into what seems like your belly, where your belly's expanding, and then breathing out and focusing on that. And again, the repetition of it, taking the time to sit down and doing it over and over. Prayer and meditation are really great concepts here. Someone told me once long ago that prayer is when you speak and meditation is when you listen.
Yes. Right.
So getting things out, but also taking the time to really have that stillness or listening to what's coming back in for you or going on inside of you. Yoga stretching is another one. You know, a lot of people just use exercise for that as well. That's where they find their stillness or their quiet, where they can actually get their mind to calm down a little bit. Imagery and visualization, quite important.
Mm-hmm.
Progressive muscle relaxation, which is similar to a body scan, where you just sort of take the time to sit and start at one end of your body, say your head, and visualize and think about each muscle relaxing as you're breathing in and out and just working your way down all the way through your body. Contemplation might sound a little similar to meditation, but it's actually reflective thought. So you actually are, there's a little bit of activity going on in there. And dedicated silence, anyone? Turn the TV off, turn the electronics off.
Yeah.
Just maybe have a little quiet.
Yeah, that's really important. So let's focus a little bit on meditation. So many people feel, you know, I can't do that. I just know I can't do that.
And we hear a lot about it now. Mm-hmm. Meditation is really coming to the forefront because of all the research that's being done neurologically on what it can do for your brain and your body. So the problem is people think it's way more complicated than it actually needs to be, right? So we have these concepts in our mind that we shouldn't have thoughts. That's a big one. Or that you're supposed to be going into it relaxed. You know, I can't really sit and be still. That's another one. I need to be still in order to do this to begin with. So I'm never going to get to that point. And then there's sometimes emotions come up during this time. And people think that that should be a time that should not involve the emotional component, right?
Right. When you're finally still enough to let those emotions come to the surface, right? They will. And yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
Absolutely. And the idea that we need to be in a perfectly quiet environment,
yes,
or that just the thought, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. It all seems so overwhelming. How am I ever going to get there?
Yeah.
So the idea of meditation is really that we learn that our minds are going to be active. They just are. And so the process of it really is becoming a witness or an observer. Is a good term for it. Being able to sit back and watch those thoughts as they're going through your mind without connecting to them. Not letting them take you off on a tangent that you're probably doing when you're being in that mindless state, right? But just acknowledging that's a thought, or that's a feeling, and being able to let it go in that moment and coming back to a focus of something like your breathing.
Wonderful. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the relaxation response. Give you some excellent minis to do. So you're listening now to Awakened Living Infusion Radio at AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Join us for our next segment. We'll look forward to seeing you back. Bye-bye.
Toyota-thon is on. Get over to Rudy Luther Toyota for huge Toyota-thon discounts. Rudy Luther is one of the largest volume Toyota certified pre-owned dealers in the U.S. They have the right cars in the best condition at the Rudy Luther Toyota fair value price. And Rudy Luther needs more cars and trucks to sell. So right now, you get a great Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy price on your vehicle. Go to RudyLutherToyota.com for all the Toyota-thon deals. Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Metza inviting you to my New Year's Eve party, a benefit for Metro Cable Channel 6, where you can watch my show, Wall of Power TV, every weekend at 8 and 11:30. It's going to be at the studio, 1229 Northeast 2nd Street, on New Year's Eve with great musicians like Dan Israel, Mary Cucurella, Pete Sandvik, and myself. Get tickets at mcn6.org. It's for a good cause. It's going to be a great night. Northeast Acoustic New Year's, mellow into 2019.
Enjoy a delicious home-cooked breakfast or lunch away from the kitchen at Milda's Cafe, now open 7 days a week. Milda's Cafe has been cooking up family favorites since 1964. Grab a coffee and sit down for a delicious Philly scramble, house-made rolls, or Denver omelet. Stop in for lunch where you'll find authentic Finnish pasties every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Open weekdays 6 to 3, weekends 8 to 2. Milda's Cafe on Glenwood Avenue, 4 blocks east of Penn.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-647-1579. 1-800-647-1579. That's 1-800-647-1579.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today there's flurries before noon with a high near 15. Tonight is partly cloudy with a low around 20. Tomorrow will be partly sunny with a high near 32. Monday cloudy with a high near 29. And New Year's Day mostly cloudy with a high near 4. A great way to support both AM 950 and local businesses is to visit one of our advertisers. From Seward Co-op, Electric Fetus, Come In Good Books, and more, see a full list of advertisers at am950radio.com.
Connie Bjork.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
Welcome to Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show, where we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. We're going to start off right now with a little thing called the relaxation response. And this one I was taught by a man by the name of Herbert Benson from the Mind Body Institute long ago. He was older than, and I think he's still living. And the relaxation response is a response that you're going to be doing some breathing, some little things to get you back into that relaxation, back into balance, get your emotions down where we need to be. And there's two steps that you really need to do this, to have this relaxation response.
That would be a repetitive sound or word, something that you can continuously go over to kind of create a rhythm mm-hmm. for yourself. And then when other thoughts, we were just talking about this in the meditation portion, when other thoughts intrude, being able to go back to that anchor, to that repetition,
right.
and focus on that and not be taken on those tangents.
And the first thing then, basically that we need is a non-judging attitude, right? Because we tend to feel, oh my God, I shouldn't do that.
This one, I feel this one's huge. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel everything's huge and important when it comes to stress. But many of us are bad at this one, being able to step back and be a little gentle with ourselves.
Oh, totally. And then we've got, you know, being comfortable. Some people feel that if they're too comfortable, they'll fall asleep, and that's not good. You know, when you're trying to relax, that's not too bad either. Right?
Especially if you need it.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Quiet environment sometimes, yes. When you're really starting, that's an important piece. But as you get more accustomed to it, it doesn't really matter where you are.
Right. We used the word grounding earlier on, and that's the concept of it, just being comfortable and okay where you are. So no matter what the chaos is around you, you can still find that center for yourself.
Absolutely. Even more important to do it during those times.
Correct.
So a lot of people come up with challenges, you know, to doing a relaxation response practice.
Right? I don't know what you're talking about.
If you're human, you've done this, right? Well, I don't have time. I just don't have time.
Or this one I struggle with. I'm restless. Yeah. I'll even bounce my leg just sitting.
How many people do that, right?
I'm not going to be able to calm down to do this.
The floor's bouncing sometimes, right? Or you fall asleep, and we just talked about that too. You know, don't feel guilty about that. That's okay. You need it.
Noises, again, going back to that, maybe initially needing that quiet environment so you're not triggered by those things that are
right. Or you've got too many thoughts rolling through your head or deadlines or whatever, and so there's no way you can ever do, you know, relax.
Which ties into anxiousness and restlessness.
Absolutely.
They all sort of domino effect there.
Yeah. Another reason that people don't like to do them sometimes is during that time when you're still, emotions do bubble to the surface. And for some people, they're challenging to deal with.
And many people have that concept of doing it right.
Yes.
You know, is there a right way, wrong way? And then they go back into that judging. Like, well, I'm not doing it right. So
absolutely.
Why would I?
Which speaks a lot about how we grew up, doesn't it? Letting go of anxiety is difficult for some people. And so when they're trying to focus on having no thoughts, it creates more anxiety for them that way too. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, some people struggle with that new inner experience. Mm. They're not really connected with themselves, and they don't really know what it's supposed to feel like in there, or what it does feel like. And when they start having things come up, such as those emotions or things like that, it sometimes can be maybe a little scary for some people.
Right. They could be experiencing new things that they've never experienced before, and that is frightening for people. So let's go through some purposes of relaxation response. Why should we be doing this?
What we want to do is we want to calm our bodies down enough so that we're not constantly in that stress hormone production. And we talked about that last week, what it does. It, you know, it causes us to gain weight. It causes us to have more anxiety. It causes disease. So when we can take the opportunity and time to apply these things, we actually can slow down and stop some of those physiological processes from happening.
It actually helps you, though, you know, also to increase your concentration, your focus. There's so many benefits to being able to do this. So again, the relaxation response, we've talked about this, is you can have a repetition of a word or a mental focus. It can be something as simple as om or another word that you like. Being non-judgmental towards yourself. If you feel that, oh, I can't do this, and there's another thought popping up. Having a quiet environment when you're first trying it, and then being comfortable. You can sit down, lay down, whatever is comfortable for you. A lot of people say you shouldn't do these, you know, sitting up, or you should only do them, sitting up instead of laying down. It doesn't matter. Whatever gets it done. So we've got something called minis that are little relaxation exercises that are focused on breathing that helps you to reduce your anxiety and tension immediately. You know, your breath is with you at every moment. It's not expensive, right? And you can do it with your eyes open or closed. No one even has to know that you're doing them. So the first one is counting very slowly to yourself from 10 down to 0. One number on each out-breath. So there you would breathe in and out and say 10. And do it again. 9. You know, and just keep doing that from 10 to 0.
Numbers are easy when you're breathing. Mm-hmm. It's one thing you can focus on. So the next one would be, as you breathe in, count slowly to 4. So on your inhale, in your mind, you're just 1, 2, 3, 4.
I like that one.
And then you're going to simply reverse that when you exhale and go from 4, 3, 2, 1. And the repetition of doing it multiple times is really beneficial.
Right. So then there's another one where you take a breath in And you pause, hold it, and count one, two, three, and blow out. And again, it's that, you know, we're extending the breathing, and that's what really helps.
And the next one, I think, is one of both of our favorites.
Yeah, this is mine. This is mine.
So there's a Vietnamese Buddhist monk. His name is Thich Nhat Hanh. He's written many books, if you want to go out and check him out. And he says, when you breathe in, think the words, I am. And when you breathe out, think the words, at peace. And think how easy that would be to do all the time when you're driving or sitting at your desk at work, to take a moment just to kind of focus on that.
Yeah, that's definitely my favorite. And then there's another one, square breathing, where you visualize a line on your in-breath going horizontal. On the next out-breath, another line going down, you know, until each breath you've made a square or a rectangle, whichever you prefer. So that's a good thing.
We hope, or a Lego.
Or Legos, yes.
A stack of Legos.
That's right. So good times to do this is when you're stuck in traffic.
On hold during a phone call? Does that happen anymore?
It does. Waiting in the doctor's office or the dentist's office.
How about when someone says something that bothers you?
Right. We've all heard that count to 10.
Yep.
But if you can breathe through it, it's a much better thing, right? When you feel overwhelmed by everything that you've got to do, your to-do list is longer than your day.
Or standing in line. Sometimes that feels aggravating when you're impatient or you want to get through the line.
Or when you've got pain somewhere in your body. That's a good one.
Super important. And at night when you can't sleep.
Yeah. So basically the only time minis don't work is if you don't do them. Yeah. When you need to do them. Especially, you know, if you live in the Twin Cities, you know that there's traffic, and doing them, you know, try and get yourself into that positive place by breathing, right? Interesting thing, we all, you know, we have air in our lungs that's been there for 14 years because we shallow breathe and we don't exhale. You know, 14-year-old air. Wow, what were you doing 14 years ago?
Where were you?
Yeah.
So,
is that really air you want in there? Yeah. That's right. Not a good thing. So, in the next segment, too, we're going to be talking a little bit about some other things we're going to get into right now. Aromatherapy, some things that you can do to relieve stress. One of the wonderful scents that immediately lowers your blood pressure is lavender. And there's a facility in California called Scripps Coronado Hospital where all of the facilities are linked together. The clinic, the elder care, the hospital, everything's linked together. And one thing that they do is they put a drop of lavender on a cotton ball and stick it in the pillowcase of people to help them sleep and to de-stress. Green apple is another scent for anxiety. Works wonderfully well. Vanilla, which is really interesting, has been found to be great in reducing claustrophobic feelings during MRIs. Headaches is another thing that we talked about, stress headaches. It's great to rub a drop of lavender, chamomile, peppermint, or lemon on your fingers and rub it on your temples. Try one first. The most common ones are lavender or peppermint, and they usually within seconds will reduce that headache.
And I love acupuncture, obviously, as an acupuncturist, for the utilization to combat stress. One, it helps with the symptoms. No matter what your symptom of stress is, acupuncture can help. And then it automatically has stress reduction qualities. So they don't really know what the mechanism of acupuncture is that makes it do all these things, but what they do know is that decreases inflammation by increasing circulation to an area, that it decreases pain by blocking opioid receptors in the brain, and they know that it can create a calming and relaxing effect both during and after the treatment to help downregulate the stress response, which is everything we've been talking about right now, everything you can do for yourself. So acupuncture can just amplify that and really help you stay on a path to, you know, keep that at bay. And to decrease it. So when you work with acupuncture, you will get something called a pattern diagnosis in traditional Chinese medicine. And that will take all your symptoms into account, and it will sort of, in a different paradigm or perspective, put things into what's going on in your life. And most of the time, these stress symptoms that we have can be anything, like we talked about last week. And so when you get this pattern diagnosis, the needles are put in, and so you and they're all over your body. And so you get all these opportunities in the different area of your body to decrease the inflammation. You're getting de-stressed while you're on the table at the time. And so you leave feeling better in every area of your life.
And it is wonderful. I've experienced it many times. You're listening to Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Come back and learn some more techniques to really de-stress. We'll be right back.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM 950 listeners on your next construction project between now and the end of February. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM 950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
Hi, I'm Scott Peterson with the Minnesota News Network, inviting you to join us for Minnesota Matters, a weekly program covering everything that matters in the North Star State. This week, 2018, the year's top stories in review, the fentanyl epidemic hits Minnesota, and the state's clean energy goals in the new year and beyond. Tune us in right here or at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.
Listen to Minnesota Matters every weekend, Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 6:30 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Stop and listen for a second. Do you hear that? It's peace, quiet, and tranquility. After a busy holiday season, that's what you'll experience at Big Bear Lodge just off the Gunflint Trail. There's always an abundance of snow and winter activities like ice fishing, snowshoeing, snowmobiling, and world-class cross-country skiing. Then cozy up in one of Big Bear Lodge's guest rooms or authentic woodsy cabins. Come find your smile at Big Bear Lodge. More at BigBearLodgeMN.com.
Native Earth Radio is proud to announce we're adding an extra hour.
1 hour's too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
Great. More time for me to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national native news with reporters all around the country. Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
We are awake.
Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and streaming live on Facebook.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at Victor's1959Cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
Wish for me, let the petals of a rose bloom in the season, gentle and slow. My body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand and the soul. The life giver, so come on now, my friend. Speak to me, help me understand, let us walk together. Take my hand and we will heal this land.
Welcome to Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Bjork, And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And you're listening to Awakened Living Infusion Radio, where we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. If you're just joining us, we're talking a little bit about techniques and things that you can do to really de-escalate from stress, to reduce that stress. One of the things that I find to be really fun is dancing, and it really incorporates music and movement. So it's a fun exercise. You can do it with dance. They have classes that you can take and Zumba, belly dancing, ballroom dancing, or just dancing to music that you love in your living room, right? And then there's another thing that helps too is Reiki, energy work, healing touch. Those two things, you know, really help to change the flow of chi or energy in your body.
Does. Exercise would be another one. And we've touched on this a couple of times. It doesn't have to be for long periods of time. It can be for a few minutes here or there. 30 minutes of sweating a day is miraculous for detoxifying your body, doing amazing things for you. But it could be something like Qigong or Tai Chi, lifting weights or biking.
Right. And then there's family and friends. We all need a support system. Not all of our families can be this for us, depending upon how your family dynamics are, but you can choose your friends, and that's really an important piece to this. They've found that people who have friends in their lives, and, you know, this includes family too, but it increases your lifespan. It boosts your immunity. It makes the world less threatening, which is really important. Friends often provide perspective for us when we need it the most, right? And it's fun to be around them, and fun is really important. It also encourages us to talk about our emotions. And that's an important piece to life, too.
It is. And we could have hobbies with our friends, or we could have hobbies by ourselves. So things like gardening. And there's actually studies that show putting your hands in the soil decreases anxiety.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Working on cars is a great one. Reading, sewing, building things. I know a lot of guys that like to work with their hands on their off time because it gives them something constructive and ways to channel their energy they might not have at other times.
Well, then there's having a sense of humor, right? Stress is diminished if you can laugh, right? Hopefully not at anyone, but with them, right? It releases chemicals in your brain that are wonderful. We've all heard the story about the doctor who found out he had cancer and rented funny movie after funny, the Three Stooges of all things, right? Over and over again. So, you know, calling a friend that makes you laugh is a de-stressor. And don't take yourself so seriously, you know, don't be afraid to laugh at yourself too. Another thing that is my passion is guided imagery. It works to reduce all kinds of stress, and the benefits are incredible. In that place, you go to where your body really heals. It's pretty amazing. It deals with the real issues that are causing you stress in the first place, and those are always an emotional issue that you haven't healed. It also works for, you know, if you're going through chemotherapy, which is really stressful, right? It helps during those times too. It helps for so many things that we don't have time to get into now. But if you really are interested, please visit our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You'll find more things there. And that leads us into massage.
Massage is a great way for stress reduction. It increases circulation. It enhances your mental ability. Cuts down on your stress hormones. This is what we've been talking about. And there's so many types. Swedish, there's Rolfing. Tuina is done in traditional Chinese medicine. You Google massage, you're going to find something you like.
Yes. We've got an excellent massage therapist at in our office also. And then we go on to music, right? Music without words is really great. I know for guided imagery, there's music that's created specifically for that to get everyone in that alpha state. You can have it playing softly in the background. There's another one that I play that when I need to write that is very, you know, soft and gentle, and it's non-repetitive, and that really is wonderful because if you hear music, and even if the words aren't there and you know the words to a song, your mind is going to occupy itself with those words. You also play music to switch moods. I know when my kids were young, I would put on Tina Turner.
Nice.
right. to clean the house when I really wanted to move fast, right? Interesting enough, my daughter bought one. She's an adult now with a child, and she bought that to play when she cleans the house, too. And if you need to, you know, you can go slow for soothing or fast for pick-me-up. And, you know, explore new kinds of music. The music that we have for our show, actually, is something that we found, and it's beautiful.
One of my favorite things to do is be in nature.
Yes.
There are studies that show even seeing trees out your windows can reduce your stress. So just taking a peek outside. But taking a walk, seeing the trees, the water, the flowers, the shrubbery, it all helps. This is a great time to do meditation while you're being in nature. You don't have to be still. You could do something called a walking meditation where you're just taking time to hear what's around you, to feel the earth under your feet, and just moving slowly and appreciating everything that's going on in that moment. So take a vacation, go to Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, or just get outside at a local park. Minneapolis, St. Paul is so fabulous for that. Nutrition, again, another big thing. Eating your vegetables, getting what your body needs in order to optimally function, to take care of the things it needs to take care of, getting enough water and being hydrated, avoiding caffeine, being mindful of your cravings. We all have them. They're going to happen. Sometimes we eat because we're stressed. Just be aware of that. Eat well. The best advice. Eat
right.
Well.
And there's, you know, let's be optimistic. Is your glass half empty or half full? Or maybe you realize that you can refill that baby. You know, looking on the bright side makes everything better. It speeds your post-operative recovery. It fosters acceptance, nurtures good health. It's a wonderful thing. And it's something that attracts other people to you, which is great too, right? So all of these things that we've done today, we've talked about, really help, we hope, for you to think about and implement in your life so that you can reduce stress. We have others too, like play, read, all these different things that we've talked about a little bit. So we hope that we've given you things that you feel comfortable trying right away. For more information, we hope that you visit our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. Next week, we're going to be talking about two practices that will greatly affect your life and change it more than you could ever imagine. So we hope you come back and join us next Saturday at 10 a.m. You've been listening to the Awakened Living Infusion radio show here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We can help you de-stress your life, change it, infuse some vitality into your life.